The Story of Smiling Selfies. We take it for granted that we should smile for the camera. But a century ago, stone-faced photos were the norm. The smiles we flash for the camera today are about 10 times bigger than the smiles photographed 100 years ago. A team of computer scientists analyzed more than 37,000 U.S. high school yearbook portraits from 1905 to 2013. They measured each person's smile by comparing the shape of their mouths. In the 1910s, lip angles were almost zero, meaning mouths were mostly flat. But in the post-World War II era, people opened their mouths in their yearbook photos. Why did this happen? Manners of the past demanded that the mouth be carefully controlled, and a small mouth was considered beautiful. Big smiles were viewed as silly or mean. That's why a serious expression was common in most painted portraits, both in the East and West. Even after the invention of photography, the tradition continued. The spread of cameras and camera companies' advertising campaigns changed the trend. Early photographers were not very good at getting people to relax in front of the camera, so they were not satisfied with their photos. To popularize cameras, the companies tried to change this by launching advertising campaigns that associated photography with celebration. Companies wanted to show customers that the camera was a tool for capturing happy moments. They also found that happy images helped their sales, so they began using smiling models in their advertisements. Official images followed suit, and by the 1950s, presidents were smiling in their portraits.